welcome. I felt so good, y'all.
You haven't earned that.
What a horrifying ghostly shriek that was.
Welcome.
Why? Fine. You're Disney. You always are like a Disney ghost. It's confusing.
Well, yeah, no. I'm sorry. What kind of ghost do you want?
You're Marley and Marley. Whoa!
No. Please inform me. Do we want? Do you want some sort of spectral?
I want you to. Ghost? That would be fine. Or you could vomit flies.
Well, this is a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. You think vomiting flies is a noiseless thing?
I'm trying to. Is this that?
If you went into a gas station and like the inside of a gas station and started vomiting flies, somebody wouldn't be like, "Oh, I didn't hear him, so I didn't." Oh, did that. So, wow.
What'd you say? What? Speak up, sir. Here's how we're gonna do this. We gotta Foley this. All right. So Spencer, you need to make a vomit noise.
Right.
And then Ryan and I will make fly noises. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Ready? All right. One, two, three, go.
There. That's the noise. That's how we did it. Speaking of vomiting flies, this is a bowl game in Detroit. And if any city, like, if you could walk down the street of any city vomiting flies and no one would bat an eye, it'd be Detroit. They'd be like, yo, man, there goes Crazy Stu again, vomiting flies. It's nutty.
It's not even just in Detroit. It has the indignity of the Quick Lane Bowl does not get its own website. It is a subsection of the Detroit Lions website. You have to go to DetroitLions.com/QuickLaneBowl to get in on this. Like, guys.
What if the Cleveland Browns owned a bowl? Can we do that?
Yeah, you know who'd go there. Tennessee Volunteers.
Tennessee annual invitation. They'd have like that BYU thing where it's like, once you hit 6-3, you're just like, yeah, we'll accept that.
You didn't say which one had to be 6. You didn't say. We got to we got to a 6. That counts.
There's a 6 in the record.
There's We're a coming. 6 somewhere. It's disgusting. My favorite thing about the Quick Lane Bowl website, though, is if y'all aren't there, go ahead and go over to find the Quick Lane Bowl merchandise portion of the website. And you're thinking, hey, what's on here? First of all, this is a website constructed in 2000 because it requires you to fill out all of your information and then use drop-down menus and look at tiny JPEGs of the bowl items in question. What's for sale? Well, there's your general Quick Lane Bowl material. You can buy a half-zip top for $50, a winter hat, a trucker hat. Those are $15. They don't have the teams. It's just, I'm a fan of this thing. Can you buy anything for, I don't know, the teams were in the Quick Lane Bowl, which maybe we'll tell you, maybe we won't. No, you can buy 2016 Quick Lane Bowl merchandise. Is it still kind of expensive? Yes. Yes, it is. You can buy 2015 Quick Lane Bowl merchandise in case you so want to relive that Minnesota Central Michigan matchup. You can even buy a long sleeve Rutgers UNC 2014 Quick Lane Bowl shirt. Still available.
How much is that?
$14. It comes in small, medium, and extra large.
I thought you said these things were expensive. That means that, you know, Detroit bringing value already.
That's a great deal.
I'm sorry. You're right.
Hey, NIU's in this game. They beat Nebraska. That means they're really good, right?
Yep. Yep, that's all that means.
In cool. a certain yep. in some timelines, that's probably true.